This is Radio Free Phoenix. Hi, it's Andy Olson here, and in the studio today, we have Phoenix singer-songwriter Mark Bryson. Hey, you, Mark.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, they're honking. Great to be here. They know you're here. Yeah.
Hi out there.
They're clamoring for Mark.
They are. They're queuing up.
All right. We have Liz Boyle here in the studio, too.
Hi.
Hey. And now you go way back. You go back to the Phoenix 60s.
Yes.
You were in a band called the Hearsemen. How did that come about, and how old were you at the time anyway?
I joined the band when I was 15. I was a replacement player for Todd Dougal. The original members, John Wilson on bass, Max Keener on guitar, Harold Acevis on drums, and Todd had to move to Texas for his senior year in high school, so they asked me to join the band.
Oh, okay. Good for Todd moving then. Right?
Yes, it was a lucky turn of events. I went down to Thomas Mall, and the guitar teacher there had a Sunburst Gibson 250, gorgeous guitar. I mean, 250. I bought it for $250. It's probably worth my car now. But yeah, got a guitar, got a Sears amp on payments, the kind with the speaker box and the amplifier fit in the back of the speaker box. You take it out and put it on top to set up. Nice gray vinyl. And we played everywhere in Arizona. We played from Tuba City to Fort Huachuca. We played every Air Force base, most of the high schools, and a lot of places in Phoenix. And then Fifth Estate, JD's downstairs. Red Dog a Go-Go on Sunday afternoon in Scottsdale. And
now, did the Hearsemen become the Hobbit?
Yes.
Is that what exactly happened?
We went for a hipper name.
Now, the Hobbit, they actually placed some songs locally back then when you could put out a 45.
Yes.
You said it was on Chris, maybe?
Chris or Crux, one of the two stations, and we did it at Loy Klingman's studio, Debra Records.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hear a Hobbit song now. Let's go back to the Phoenix 60s. This is the one that charted. It's called Times Past.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Phoenix 60s, quite a decade.
Yeah.
Mark Bryson, he was in the band, The Hobbit, here on Radio Free Phoenix Now.
I see her. She stands there. I know that once she had given. But every time I look, she turns away. I think of the times when just the right word would have been enough to make a day. Those times are past. I know that for myself, this was a curse. By this, the world should learn, for best, not worst. A memory is now felt.
That is The Hobbit on Radio Free Phoenix. We have the singer. You were the lead singer of The Hobbit, right?
Yes, sir.
Mark? Okay.
Yep.
You wrote the songs, too.
Huh? By default, the lead guitar player said, we're going to go in the studio next week or next month or in a couple of weeks. And I said, great. What are we going to record? And he said, we'll figure that out. And I went, that's not an acceptable answer. And I went home and wrote two songs and brought them back to the next rehearsal and said, we'll record these. And I became the songwriter.
We've been playing one for quite a while. It was on the, what was that called?
The Viv Labels.
The Viv Labels, which was a Bear Family release. There was a really limited number of copies there with a nice book by Johnny D. And about the history of all the bands in there.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah. So anyway, we've been playing a song from that, Top of the Morning. That's an old Tolkien thing, right? That the Hobbit would say, Top of the Morning?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Old Irish Hobbit saying, Top of the Morning to you.
Yes, thank you.
Something like that.
This is Radio Free Phoenix. It's Andy Olson here with our in-studio guest, singer-songwriter Mark Bryson, who does have a current album out, but we're going back. We're starting at the beginning, back when he was in high school with the band The Hobbit, and that's Author's Message. And then tell me what happened after that. The band broke up or it changed its name or what happened there?
The Hobbit broke up. Everybody moved separately to the Bay Area. I guess we kind of left about a year after the Tubes left to move up there and Harold moved to a little ranch in Santa Cruz near Aptos. And I lived in the city. Steve lived in the city. Steve Smith, who was playing guitar, and Roger Stanton was playing bass, and he lived in Oakland. So we'd drive down to Santa Cruz and rehearse in the horse barn of the ranch, which was really beautiful. They had a couple of horses, had some Great Danes, had a lot of property. It was just a great place to get away from the city and rehearse. And we played in Santa Cruz a couple of clubs and found a keyboard player who didn't have a band, but he had a house gig in Orange County, and we didn't have a keyboard player or a house gig, so we packed up everything and moved to Los Angeles.
And then the band basically broke up.
Yeah. Harold and Roger got hired by Quicksilver Messenger Service for road trips, so they went on the road with Quicksilver, and I was left in Newport Beach with a Great Dane and met a keyboard player named Mike Smith and wrote a musical rock opera called Amrakis, Chronicle of the Starship Trinity, of which we recorded. Do you have any of that?
Yeah, actually, I actually have a copy of the vinyl album right here, you know.
Andy has everything.
from the archives here at RFP, the little things sneak in the door. The story on this record, then, it was recorded in 72.
We had the studio. Mike and I were hired as like staff producers. So the studio was basically ours from midnight till whenever the first client came in the morning. So we'd drive up from Orange County and record all night, which was like going to college. We had, you know, 2-inch tape. We had to learn how to splice. We had to learn how to clean the rollers. We had to learn how to mix a 24-track board. And our studio was coupled with the mastering lab, and they connected the mastering lab in the front of the building with these big cables, and they did direct-to-disc recordings. So they were carving master discs from live recordings from there. They could do that. I think Fleetwood Mac recorded there. I saw Nigel Olsen's drum set up there one day when we went in to record. Nigel is Elton John's drummer forever. Yeah. I recognized those blonde parade rims on all the gorgeous set. Anyway.
So this album, you recorded in 72, but it took like 10 years before it was finally...
Well, we recorded a whole bunch of stuff. We recorded an album of songs, so like including Hooray for Hollywood and stuff like that. And there were some legal issues. We actually recorded Amrakis twice from start to finish. And it took a while. And then Lauren and Michael decided they wanted to do disco music. And I said, if I sing disco music, I'm done. I'm finished as a recognizable artiste. So I walked, and there was a fallow period of lawsuits flying back and forth for a number of years, and I was suspended from my contract, so it was illegal for me to do anything for about 6 or 7 years. And then that's why some of those copyrights on some of the stuff from Amrakis aren't until 2001, when they look back at all their files and said, what can we re-release in Europe and places like that? I think I once got a check in the mail for 24 cents for some songs from Warsaw or
Okay.
From Budapest or someplace like that.
Well, let's play a track from that. This is Amrakis, a space rock opera featuring the talent here of our in-studio guest, Mark Bryson. And this is A Thousand Dreams of Evil on Radio Free Phoenix.
Out.
That is Amoracus, a space rock opera featuring our in-studio guest singer-songwriter Mark Bryson and A Thousand Dreams of Evil. We have one more song to play on that, so maybe you can, it's the Brandy song, It's Not Up to You and Me.
Yes, the ballad. Every rock opera has to have a ballad. This is right. The ballad, also known as Brandy's song, because okay. I guess I'm singing it to the character. Brandy, who was probably the navigator, someone in the crew on our way back to Earth after messing up somebody else's planet. Sounds familiar. It's the plot to Avatar 20 years before Avatar, basically.
History books in a closet, mention how men lose their way. Take the buffalo, the Indian's glory. Till the white man came to claim them just for pleasure. Just to treasure, taking love. Can't you see that it's not up to you and me? Ours is not to pick and choose another's destiny. And collections of our sins gather dust in cosmic bins. Today I dreamed of doom with the treaty at two. Live goodbye to the likes of mankind. I've dreamt a dream of disaster, and I saw
That is Amoracus, a space rock opera, and It's Not Up to You and Me, Brandy's song, with singer-songwriter from that band, Mark Bryson, here in the studio today. And as we fast forward a little bit, you had another album that came out where you were called Marky Boy Bryson. Is yes. this a thing of the times or what?
I was being humorous. And Johnny Rewind, Marky Boy Bryson and Johnny Rewind.
Okay.
He had a another home studio.
Okay.
24-track, great little room.
Whatever happened to Johnny Rewind?
He lives in the Bay Area. He's still got clients. He still runs the studio. We did about 75 or 80 songs together. And we speak on the phone once a month. It just got a little expensive to fly somewhere to record a song every time. I recorded all the stuff with John living in Los Angeles and flying to San Francisco for all the stuff we did. So
okay, well, let's play a few songs from it. How about Memories?
Excellent choice.
hit the lights. The highway stretches out before your eyes. Time to open up the skies.
That's Marky Boy Bryson, who's right here in the studio, along with Johnny Rewind from around, when was that? What year did that come out?
Must have been 88 to 94 in that range. We recorded a number of songs.
Okay. Well, we heard Cool Room and Memories.
Yes.
And how long did that last?
I think we recorded those over a couple of year period. Mm-hmm. I'd have a long weekend, and we tried to do as much as we could from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. And fly home.
Okay. Let's try one more song from that. Tornado.
Yes.
What's the story behind?
Tornado is a young couple, man and his pregnant wife, who are scared to death after the Whittier Narrows earthquake in Los Angeles. So they decide to pack up everything and head back east where it's nice and safe. They end up in Kansas somewhere, home of gosh, I think they call it Tornado Alley. Yes, I believe. And so it's not a happy tale.
Marky Boy Bryson and Johnny Rewind here now on Radio Free Phoenix.
way too quiet. Is this the calm before the storm?
This is Radio Free Phoenix, and that's Marky Boy Bryson and Johnny Rewind, and that's a song called Tornado. We have Mark Bryson here. He's no longer using the Marky part. No Marky Boy, just Mark.
Nope.
Yeah, that's just the way things are as we roll into the double O's.
Well, we're maturing.
Yes, okay. All right, so what happened after that? I mean, what did you do from 94 on to 2006?
Mark Tomorski, Cool Room. One of the best drummers I've ever worked with after Harold Paul Crowder. Amazing musicians. Dave Maros on bass. He's in Spock's Beard now and also plays on the road with Butterfly, Iron Butterfly, and a wonderful musician, a keyboardist and fretless bass. And Paul Crowder, the drummer of this band, did the editing for the Beatles tour movie that was out last year. I can't remember the exact name of the film, but it was all about the Beatles and from before Shea Stadium in the earlier days. And
was it the Ron Howard movie?
Yes.
That he did?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And Paul Crowder did the sound editing for that. Okay. And so I stood up and I went and saw it at the theater in Scottsdale, the one up at 101.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I stood up and applauded when Crowder's name came up on the screen. So.
All right. Well, this is Cool Room, and we're going to play a song off this. This is Detroit Steel.
Yes, I wrote this.
Yes, on Radio Free Phoenix.
Johnny, show me what you got. Need the light.
That is Detroit Steel. Band was called Cool Room, and the CD was called Show Me the Real You. And a guy in the band's right here with us, Mark Bryson. And how long did this band last here?
Year and a half. Mm-hmm. We played a couple of clubs. We did this, released it. Paul Miserantino and Mark Tomorsky and I did some kind of country edged songs just to do something acoustic. We could go to a coffee house and play it without having to set up the band and haul equipment around and play some songs. So that lasted for a year and a half, 2 years.
Okay. Well, let's play one more song off it called Wise Guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Power.
That is Cool Room. It's called Wise Guy. Mark Bryson from that band here with us today on Radio Free Phoenix. A longtime Phoenix singer-songwriter who got his start here in Phoenix back in high school in 65 in a band called The Hearsemen and later renamed The Hobbit. I'm Andy Olson, and we were talking a little earlier that you were in a band with Eric Lowen and Dan Navarro before they went off as a duo. What's the story on that?
Eric was my manager at the Great American Food and Beverage Company in West Hollywood, where all the waiters, bartenders, everybody except the kitchen help sang and played an instrument or one kind or another. Dan had worked there for a while, and then he went to London for a while, and I put a band together that eventually Eric joined. When Dan came back from London, we asked him to come and join the band, and we would have had all these guitar players. So I said, why don't you use my electric piano and you can play piano, and that will have two guitars and keyboards and drums and bass. And so that just made the lineup nice. And Eric sang like a choir boy, a wonderful voice. And Dan's got a wonderful voice. And I did most of the lead singing. Our drummer at one point was Jerry Polci, who was the road drummer for the Four Seasons. So we had basically four lead singers in the band. I'd never been in a band with other vocalists. I mean, we did a vocal rehearsal at every practice. We did all this stuff. We played Madam Wong's West one night, and the PA went out for the whole stage. The only thing that was working were the microphones. So Dan and Eric and I sang a song called Paradise, a cappella with three-part harmony, and the people just went, oh, you can actually sing. So, yeah, it was just...
But no recorded material for that you...
Only cassettes that I cannot find.
Oh, okay.
Someone must have some. We did no discs.
Oh, okay.
And it was cassette days.
The band was called Bon Mott, though, right?
Yes.
And then you know that Dan Navarro has finally released his first solo album about 8 months ago. We play tracks.
Yes.
From.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I played with them. They played a place in Scottsdale at a house concert. He died from ALS.
Right.
He was in a wheelchair and had a neck brace on, but he could still sing. So he sang, and then they asked me to come up and sing a song that I'd written that they had been using as a warm up song.
Mm-hmm.
So we sang three-part harmony there for the show, which was really nice to see the two of them. That's the last time I saw Eric, was there.
They used to do a lot of backyard concerts here in Phoenix,
you know. Yeah,
I had a friend that used to go to them all the time. So into the Double O's. Now, you had something called Country Hits or an album out like
that. Some more stuff with John Rewind. The stuff we did. I think it's still available at CD Baby.
And this is the first album just under your name, Mark Bryson, right?
Yes.
Okay. And, well, let's hear a song from that. This is Whisper in a Windstorm.
Yes.
On Radio Free Phoenix.
Won't you tell me you love me? That was so long ago. Look in your eyes. No matter how I try, I can't tell what's going on inside. Like a whisper in a windstorm, I can't hear you calling me. Love's a candle in sunlight. If it's burning, maybe I can see. I'd know more if you left me. Least I'd know where I stood. When you look my way, you're all shades of gray, girl. With you, it's never black and white. Like a whisper in a windstorm, can't hear you calling me. Your love's a candle in the sunlight. Might be burning, baby, I can't see. Love's a whisper needs a single grain of sand. He loves a needle in a haystack, holding Hugh's quicksilver in my hand. Might be burning, baby, I can't see.